By the Kitty Podcast. The CDA or Child Development Associate is a national credential that is offered in all states and on all U.S. military bases through the Council for Professional Recognition out of Washington, D.C. You may complete your CDA in any of the following endorsement areas: infant toddler, or preschool, or family child care, or home visitor. And if you are on a military base, you may also complete the school age endorsement. The Kitty Podcast and the Camp CDA Podcast are sponsored by the TJAC Educational Consulting Group, where we are taking Jesus across communities through the provision of educational services. We are a Christian-based company, but you are not required to be a Christian to participate in our services. We are educationally empowering everyone. Well Able Training Service provides the CDA training in several states. As we mentioned in a previous podcast, if you live in a state where we do not offer the CDA, let us know and we'll help you locate a trainer in your state. Well Able's CDA training is online in both a self-paced or a hybrid format. Self-paced means that you sign into the electrical program on your computer, your tablet, or your smartphone, and you complete the required assignments. Our hybrid course allows you to participate in some online services or classes as live webinars, meaning there's actually an instructor in the room with you. You'll receive dates for the live webinars in advance, and if you are a CDA student, those sessions will not be at an additional cost for you. So let me tell you how today's podcast is going to go. We're going to begin with our Well-Able Q&A session, where we'll respond to questions from our students. We will then discuss our enrollment process and the great CDA race. We will conclude with a brief overview of the professional portfolio. So let's go. One of our students, E. Perez, has a question from our team member, team leader communication session, which is in session 3 of our CDA training program. There are a total of 6 sessions, which are 20 hours each. So we're jumping right to the middle because that's where our question came from. In team member, team leader communication, you're going to complete what is called a relational skills assessment, where you will respond to a series of questions about your strengths or weaknesses working with other people. For example, after the assessment, you may confirm what you've always known to be true, and that is confronting a weak area for you. And so for E. Perez, it was confrontation. Confronting others makes her feel uncomfortable. She's not certain how her remarks will be received. Confrontation takes people out of their comfort zone most often. So how do you fix this? Is candidate Perez's question. Practice what you need to say beforehand. You can practice out loud or on paper. We've talked about self-talk in one of our other podcasts where we talk about hope. And so self-talk is saying what you need to say, hopefully positively, out loud or to yourself in quiet. So you can practice what you're going to say out loud, but also practice what you're going to say on paper, write it out. When you work with other people, you must be able to tell them the truth. Confrontation does not always have to be loud and angry and finger pointing. No. It can just be quiet, direct, and to the point. Mary, I realize that you were angry when Jonas threw his cup of milk at you, but please remember that we have a Bill of Rights for our classroom, which states that all children must feel safe and free from fear. A Bill of Rights is in one of our later sessions where we talk about what children should be able to expect when they are in that classroom, what parents can rely on when they are in that classroom. And so, one of the Bill of Rights for this fictitious classroom is that all children must feel safe and free from fear. Jonas appeared to be frightened when you yelled at him, Mary. Please know that you can always ask me to step in when you're about to lose your temper. Always practice your weak areas in order to become a more effective communicator. So, if you know that confrontation is something that makes you feel uncomfortable, do the extra work. We invite you to participate in our Well Able Q&A by sending your questions to thekittypodcast@gmail.com. That's the Kitty Podcast, THEKIDDIE PODCAST at gmail.com. So let's turn the corner a little bit and let's talk about enrolling in our CDA program. And a lot of times it's similar for most training programs. So, as a reminder, there are many CDA trainers throughout the country and on military bases throughout the world. Today, we're going to talk about our Well Able Training Service enrollment process. There will be times when we're going to have special guests and they'll talk about their training programs so that you can begin to see what the differences are from one trainer to another. Because it's just like trying on a nice pair of shoes. They may look nice on the shelf, but when you go to put them on, they may not feel so nice on your foot. But when you saw them on a friend of yours' foot, they were awesome. They were some banging shoes, but they didn't work for you. It's the same thing with training. Everything doesn't work for everybody. So you need to have a trainer that works for you. And so we'll have special guests come on to talk to you about their program. And if you're interested, we'll make sure that you connect with them. But don't stop coming to our podcast because we believe we also have great information to share with you. So, with Well Able Training Services enrollment process, you will either receive an email announcing our program, or you'll find the course on your state's professional development registry. If you work with young children, if you work in a licensed center, you should be a part of your state's professional development registry. That way, you always get information about what's going on with young children in your state. Our email website address is www.tjackexpress.com. Our website is www.tjacexpress.com. ESS.com. You'll click the link for the CDA program. You'll make your payment, and your course will be unlocked. The first step is to complete and submit your training agreement. You'll read it through, make sure that you can abide by everything that's going to be required of you, sign the agreement, and then you will email it back or upload it to your training portal. Your training portal is where you take all of your classes and submit all of your assignments. As I said earlier, each session is 20 hours in length, and you have 60 days to complete each session. We're going to discuss our live webinars and future shows, but you will have opportunities to be able to take a class where you actually have a trainer in the class with you. But that is not always the case. For the most part, you would be able to take these classes in a self-paced mode, meaning that if you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you find that you can't go back to sleep, turn on your phone, turn on your tablet, turn on your computer, and complete a couple of assignments. You'll go right back to sleep. Now, don't do that if you have to be up at 3:30, though. I know some of you have to get up really, really early so that you can open your centers. Today, we're going to talk about our self-paced trainings because that's where most of your courses are going to come from. So we suggest that you create a schedule and include time for completing at least an hour of work 4 to 5 times every week. Some students complete 5 to 6 hours each weekend. Just know that it is important to complete each session within 30, well, 60 days, excuse me. It is recommended that you take the sessions in order as each session builds on previous sessions. When you have questions, please email us and someone will respond by email or schedule an appointment if it is believed that you'll need greater clarity. So if it's a difficult question, we'll schedule an appointment. If it's something really quick, we'll just shoot you a response. All training assignments will be graded after all 6 of your sessions have been submitted. So if you have any questions, remember, send your questions to thekittypodcast@gmail.com so we can put you in our well-able Q&A session. The professional portfolio is the last thing that we're going to discuss today. This gives the CDA candidate, you, an opportunity to demonstrate your competence in areas directly related to your endorsement area. So if you work with infants and toddlers, preschoolers, if you have a family daycare home, if you are a home visitor, or if you work with school ages on a military base, you would have the opportunity to do a portfolio that relates to that specific group. You're going to complete 13 resources, 6 reflective statements, and a personal philosophy. As you complete your CDA training, we advise you to use some of your assignments and your responses to help develop your professional portfolio. Don't redo all of that work after you have finished the training. Use some of the work you've already done to be able to provide the responses for your portfolio. Now, Well-Able Training Service does offer training sessions that are designed to help CDA candidates properly develop your professional portfolio. We advise that you purchase a 4-inch three-ring binder, a pack of 8 dividers, 100 heavy-duty sheet protectors, a ream of white paper, and printer ink to present a professional portfolio to the professional development specialist during your verification visit. You want it to look good, you want it to look professional, you want it to reflect all of the hard work that you're going to do to become a CDA. Here's our goal about working with you to be able to get your CDA. We want to help you. We want to guide you through this CDA process with tips and techniques so that you are successful. We want to focus on training questions to help you complete your assignments. We're going to help you develop your professional portfolio. We're going to prepare you for the exam. Our special guests will be current and former CDA students or current CDA trainers, professional development specialists, and hopefully you. Yes, you are welcome to participate as a special guest in our Camp CDA podcast. We get started to get started with your CDA course. Find a trainer that you're going to be comfortable with so that you would be able to be successful on this journey. So, we have our Well-Able Q&A. We've talked about getting started with our CDA program. And you can take those skills to someone else if you need to, because we understand that we are not in every state yet, but we are on our way. And we have talked about the professional portfolio. During our next session, we are going to talk about, again, some Well-Able Q&As, questions and answers. We're going to talk about the purchase of your books and materials. And we're going to talk about the first 20 hours of training and the first section of your professional portfolio. So bring your pen, bring your pencil, make sure you have your paper, and let's work this out together. We're so glad that you joined us today for our CDA, Camp CDA with the Kitty Podcast. We hope that you will come and join us again and that you will feel like you can start to live your dream in this wonderful field of early childhood education. Remember, the Kitty Podcast wants you to always be helpful, be whole, and be have hope. Be hopeful. Have a great day, and may God bless you, is our prayer. Take care. I'm your host, Tracy McGee. Bye.